White Sox Weekly continuing. Myself, Mark Carmen, and Harry Tynowitz. Thrilled to bring on Carson Fulmer, who is, I guess, enjoying some time off, a weekend off up in Minnesota. Hey, Carson, we put out a text question to the peeps out there. Which current or former White Sox looks most like Southpaw? And Ron Karkovice has been texted in. Ron Kittle, Britt Burns, Bill Veeck got some love. Feel free to jump in on any of your teammates. Go ahead.
Man, you know what? I don't want to get in trouble, man. So I gotta censor that off a little bit. But that's a good question. I'll have to think about that one.
See, I think Southwell's a good looking dude. I like the.
I believe somebody popped into your head for just a split second, and you thought better of it. So, just out of curiosity, who might have popped into your head?
Man, I don't know, man. Like I said, I'd probably get in trouble.
So what's it like for you guys right now? Are you guys getting in work during the weekend? Or are you just chilling in the hotel? I saw that Ricky was talking about maybe you would do some work in the cage, pitchers throwing batters, hitting that type of stuff.
Yeah, you know, we show up, pretty much the whole team shows up pretty early to begin with. But, yeah, we're getting in, we got in this morning, got in yesterday as well. Some of us had bullpens today. Just trying to stick to our routine. Definitely go into the field, get some work in, you know, throwing, all that kind of stuff, and get lifting as well. But yeah, no, we're still able to get our work in, and you know, we're looking forward to the next game, really.
How do you size up your year so far, Carson? I mean, we're talking about two starts here, but you got a win against Toronto, and then you took on the Rays, didn't get through the fifth in that one. So it's been, I guess, a little bit up and down. But how are you analyzing how you've gone so far?
Yeah, I've actually done a really good job, I think, personally. You know, obviously in the first game, I was able to. You know, pound the strike zone. I think for pitchers, being able to throw strike one, which I did quite a bit of the first outing, was definitely beneficial. You know, in the second outing, I think that, you know, for me, just trying to, you know, eliminate the free bases. You know, last game I got behind a few guys that turned into a couple of walks. But I think, you know, when thinking about some positives, I was able to minimize quite a bit. I'm not having those big innings or anything like that. But, you know, for all of us, the more experience we get out there, the more opportunities we are able to pitch on the major league stage, the more comfortable we're feeling. And I think that, you know, me along with the rest of the pitching staff, we're in a great position right now.
In the Blue Jays game, you know, I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, leave him in. And then, you know, Ricky came out and got you. Were you thinking the same thing? You're like, okay, that's just a solid start, and I'm happy to come out right now and go get the next one.
You know, I think whenever you pulled out of a game, it's, you know, you want to finish. We're all really competitive. You know, we want to take the ball and end with the ball. But, you know, I think that, like always, we always respect Ricky's decisions. For me, I had Aaron Bummer coming in, who I have a ton of trust in, and so does the rest of the team. And it was a great matchup. I had to give the ball off to Bummer. But, you know, like I said, I was able to pitch a good game. My offense did a great job of scoring a couple of runs, and unfortunately this turned in the direction we didn't want to, but we always, you know, with the experience that Ricky has and the coaching staff, as a player, you definitely respect the decision, and you go into the dugout and you hope that, you know, everything ends up working out.
Carson, after that game, you said, okay, my next outing is going to be Sunday in Minnesota. Your next outing will now be Wednesday in Oakland.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So which one of those is more of a challenge for you? You know, going 3 days after you were supposed to throw or facing a completely different team than you were planning for?
Yeah, you know, every team that you're going to play in the big leagues is really competitive and very skillful. You know, we spend a lot of time just trying to, even during the game, just trying to watch at bats and try to get some more knowledge on teams, you know, throughout the series. But, you know, the game plan never changes. you know, if it's Minnesota, it's Oakland, it's, you know, New York, whoever we're playing, you know, we definitely take time to study not only the lineup, but certain situations and different counts too as well. So, you know, regardless of the opponent, we're always given the knowledge before the start. So, we're definitely, locked and loaded once we take them on.
There were a couple of what we would call base brawls this week. The Yankees and the Red Sox went at it, and after Nolan Arenado got hit, the Padres and the Rockies had dugouts emptied. When you hit a guy, do you ever think, oh, man, if this guy coming out to the mound, am I going to have to hit somebody? Are you, like, checking dugouts and bullpens, see who's running out there?
You know what? I've never been in that situation before. I've only seen it. I've actually never seen one live as well, so... you know, I don't really know. I don't know how to really answer that question. You know, baseball is a completely different sport in regards to, you know, certain things when they happen. But, like I said, I don't have too much knowledge of it. You hear stories about it, but, until then, you know, I definitely don't want to experience it, but if it happens, you know, I'll definitely be there and, have, you know, my teammates' backs.
Number 51, Carson Fulmer, White Sox starting pitcher with us here on White Sox Weekly. You just sort of danced around the unwritten rules of baseball, Carson, and I, just you personally, if some guy hits it 420 feet on you and he flips his bat and takes maybe a little extra time around the bases, does that bother you, or do you just look at that as part of the game?
You know what? I really, really don't know. I know a lot of pitchers are very competitive, so they may take it the wrong way. But, you know, you got to give the hitter credit as well sometimes, too, if they get a hold of your super cap and look forward to facing them again.
Right.
You know, it's definitely, it can be sensitive to some people and others. You know, you just kind of play it out when they...
Yeah, I hear it. I think just from like a fan perspective, it's like it's fun seeing a guy enjoying himself out there. It's a big home run. If Jose Abreu, wants to take a little extra time after he hits a home run, I'm all for it. And vice versa, you have to allow it. That's just it's part of it. Jose Bautista's bat flip with the Blue Jays, it was awesome entertainment. I think just from a fan perspective. By the way, Nate Jones has been texted in Jim Thome and James Shields all with us. You know, looking like Southpaw. That's all coming in here, Carson, just so you know.
Carson, who do you think looks like Southpaw?
Who do I?
Yeah.
Man, you know what? You guys are trying to get it out of me, man.
No, not at all. Not at all. Carson, you know, pitchers, I've always had a fondness for pitchers because there's not only a physical side to your game, but a mental side, especially being a starter. You know, there's so long between starts. And, you know, I know that, like, if you go into the clubhouse during a rain delay, you know, guys are playing cards, guys are doing, you know, all different things, watching videos. What have been some of the more interesting things that you have done, whether it was during this, because these games were actually called, so, you know, during delays in the past, what are things you do to occupy your time?
You know what? You know, I'm personally very fortunate to be a part of a clubhouse like we have. You know, we have one big brotherhood, so it's really easy for all of us to get along and hang out. You know, a lot of us obviously hang out on the field, around the field, but we also hang out a lot off the field too. So, you know, a lot of us grab dinner, we grab some food together, come in, you know, we'll go play cards in someone's room, we'll go in, regardless of where it is, we always, obviously, we think about, the situation that we have, and we just try to get to know each other as much as possible and spend as much time with each other, because we understand how important the, a good clubhouse atmosphere is, especially if you want to win a championship.
It's called living the dream. So jealous when I hear that. I'm in the majors. I get to wear the uniform, play card games. It sounds incredible. Hey, Yolmer Sanchez walking around with Omar Narváez's boombox. Do you ever give a can I get a what would be a Carson Fulmer selection that you would like to hear on maybe the day that you're starting?
Yeah, you know what? I've always been a big Jack White fan. I love Jack White's music, The White Stripes. I walk out to it. I love listening to it. I don't know if it would be very appreciative, I guess, on the team because of all the other genres we like to listen to. But me personally, like I said, a huge Jack White fan. Love his music, and usually it's pretty much all I'm playing all the time.
Jack White.
Okay, so then you obviously know that he's going to be the musical guest tonight on Saturday Night Live.
Hey, that's it. I'll be watching. Yes, sir.
You'll get two songs from a Jack White.
Yeah, man, it's I'm looking forward to hearing it. I know that he has some new stuff come out, so I'm looking forward to catching up on it.
I'm pretty sure I might be nuts because I used to do a lot of drinking in my time, tequila, like all the time. But I'm pretty sure that he's got a part in the movie Cold Mountain. Have you ever seen that? He's an actor in that movie.
I have not. No, sir.
It's kind of a chick flick, but Jack White shows up in it, so that's cool.
We're going to give you a little Jack White in a second here, Carson, but you know, actually, let's do it right now. What do we got here, Dan? There you go.
Dead leaves in the dirty ground.
Dead leaves in the dirty ground. This is what he's going to... It's where you're going to find the A's after he throws against it.
Nah, I can listen to it all day.
Do they play this for you when you at any point?
Yeah, you know what? I kind of have a routine. I always listen to his music before my start. So, yeah. With the little time that I have to get ready, you know, I definitely turn him on a little bit and listen to it before I go out. But it's definitely been a major part of my routine.
We're learning stuff here. Carson Fulmer with us for a couple more moments on White Sox Weekly. How much has the weather bothered you guys? I know both teams have to play in it, but you got a lot of guys who perhaps are not used to it, and for yourself too. So you know it has not been baseball weather, so to speak.
Yeah, I think it's hard for us to stay loose. For pitchers, you know, we're lucky we're always moving around, but. I think that the tackle on the baseball is pretty tough for us. As long as we can try to keep our hand as warm as possible, I think that we'll have a pretty good chance of keeping some grip. But, I think that, position players, pitchers, once the cold weather hits and the wind starts to pick up a little bit, just continuing to try to keep your body as warm as possible is big. But, we're all looking forward to some warm weather coming through, that's for sure.
Carson, there's a lot of guys that are competing for very few spots. And Hector Santiago was on the show last week. Carm had a great visit with him. And he talked about how he knew going in that, you're this, first round pick and the amazing things that you can do with the ball. So he knew that even though, no matter how well he pitched, the odds were that he was not going to be in the rotation, that you would be in the rotation. I'm wondering when you have that kind of understudy a relationship with the guy where he's going to be the guy that replaces any of the starters should they go down. What is your relationship with Hector like?
Our relationship's great. The guy's had a ton of experience and a ton of success. And as a young pitcher, you try to surround yourself around guys like that just because of the knowledge that they can, share with you. Hector is definitely a guy I look up to, he with his work ethic and how he prepares for each outing. But like I said, I don't think that a lot of us speak too much about, roles or, situations that could happen. But we try to surround ourselves around the veteran guys. And Hector's definitely a veteran guy that, we all look up to and has had a ton of success. And a guy we spend a lot of time with once we get to the field. But, he's definitely helped me, kind of settle in a little bit. and feel really comfortable. And I definitely look up to him for that, and you know, all the knowledge that he's passed on to me.
Yeah, it was great talk to him. It's been great talk to you. The second time we've had you on White Sox Weekly, Carson, and your clubhouse that you spoke to earlier in the interview. It's just a great clubhouse. There's a lot of chemistry in there. It's obvious for anybody who just walks in there one time, 10 times. It's clear that you guys are all pulling the same way. It's really cool to see. Do you know when you're leaving for Oakland? Have they sent you the travel plans? Are you guys gonna head out early?
No, so I don't know yet. They haven't told us, but it's still snowing pretty good outside right now, currently. But you know, I don't know exactly what time, but we'll definitely all be ready to go and head out to Oakland and win some ball games.
Will you watch the NBA playoffs more or the NHL playoffs when you're hanging around tonight?
Yeah, I'm a huge NHL fan.
Yeah. Predators?
Hockey. I did, you know, I was a Preds fan, but I grew up in Lakeland, Florida, so the Lightning were kind of a team I went and watched quite a bit. But just hockey in general, man. Hockey in general, when it's on, you know, I'm definitely glued to the TV.
That game last night with the Golden Knights and the Kings was so great. 0-0. Yeah, Carm thinks NBA playoffs are more fun than the NHL playoffs. I don't get that.
I'm a hoop guy, Carson.
And if the Bolts don't do it this year, they're never going to do it.
Exactly. No, I'm looking forward to watching how it plays out.
Carson, always great to talk to you. Appreciate the time. Travel safe to Oakland, and you guys get hot here, okay?
No doubt. Thank you, guys.
Sure. Always a pleasure. Enjoy Jack White.
Thank you.